With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Spread the word. I'm going to put an asterisk by this next announcement, but there's a good chance it's going to happen. I'm being told that Redskins cornerback Josh Norman could be giving us a call in about 20 minutes.
That's what we're hearing.
So we'll wait and see after the walkthrough if, in fact, that goes down for a lot of reasons, most notably. Generally speaking, the Redskins are not Team Grant and Danny, just as a general assessment.
You could say that.
However, Josh Norman has told us he will give us a shout, so ideally, about 20 minutes from right now, he will hop on the show. I got a lot of things I want to discuss with him, and I'm sure you do as well. So looking forward to that. Spread the word, and hopefully that goes down at about 11:20 right here on G&D. Make sure you're listening on 106.7 The Fan. Chris Vanini, national college football reporter for The Athletic, is on Twitter, at Chris Vanini, and he joins us now to talk about the college football playoff rankings. Chris, much appreciate the time. Thanks, as always. Rankings come out initially, Georgia, Alabama, everybody was shocked and didn't know what to make of that. I'm curious, with those two teams being the unquestioned 9-0 top clubs, if they played on a neutral site right now, could Georgia win that game?
Well, first, thanks for having me. You know, it's hard to say. There'd be a lot of factors that go into that because Kirby Smart, the Georgia coach, is the former Alabama defensive coordinator. And, you know, Georgia's playing with a true freshman quarterback, and surely Alabama's defense would be ready to eat that up. But Alabama's defense is really getting hit by the injury bug right now. They've had a rash of injuries at linebacker. Mika Fitzpatrick got banged up last weekend. That's something to look at going forward with Alabama is if these injuries start to affect them. Now, sure, they bring in all the five-star players and they have the most talent in the country, but, you know, you start to get down to guys who maybe aren't used to playing as much, and it's something to look out for. And Georgia has been just really good this year. The running game is maybe one of the best in the country. But, you know, Georgia plays Auburn this week. I think that's going to be a very interesting game. But Georgia, Alabama, toss up. I'd give Alabama. I still personally have Alabama at number one just because I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, Chris, the team that's earned something to me is this Miami Hurricanes Club. Nobody's really talking about them. I was really impressed with what they did at Virginia Tech this past weekend. Notre Dame, Miami this weekend. That's a massive one. Saturday night, 8:00 on ABC. That's a game I kind of got circled because either team could move up or down kind of depending here. Is Miami kind of potential flying the ointment here for Notre Dame and then vice versa? Let's say Miami wins that game. Do they have a chance to get vaulted into that top five?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Miami, people were kind of, you know, not exactly buying that because they barely get by Syracuse. They barely get by Georgia Tech. They barely get by North Carolina. But then they just absolutely handle a talented Virginia Tech team last week, and now they're legitimately there at number seven. If they beat Notre Dame, you could see them jump up to number four. You could make a case for them to jump out of Clemson. Now, Miami would still play Clemson probably in the ACC championship game. But, yeah, I still think Miami's a year ahead of schedule. They're a very young team, young at quarterback, but the defense is really good with Manny Diaz, the defensive coordinator there. And, yeah, I'm fired up for that Miami-Notre Dame game this weekend.
That's not the only game that's going to be a classic because that's 3-7, but we've also got Oklahoma and TCU in the playoff rankings. These two teams, both 8-1, are next to each other, 5th and 6th. Which of the two games is better, do you think, among Notre Dame, Miami, or Oklahoma, TCU this weekend?
You know, I think for the name brands, the Miami-Notre Dame will draw more interest, but I think the TCU-Oklahoma game is going to be fascinating because, obviously, Oklahoma has the Heisman front run with Baker Mayfield. They just scored 62 points last week. But TCU's defense is number 6 in the country in scoring, and they've played Oklahoma State. They beat them in Stillwater. They've played West Virginia. They've played SMU. They've played teams that put up a lot of points. So is this TCU defense going to be able to slow down the Heisman Trophy frontrunner. That's what I'm going to be fascinated to see. Gary Patterson, who runs that defensive head coach, does an absolutely unbelievable job there just about every year. And TCU is maybe not getting as much love as I think it deserves. And if they go into Norman and beat Oklahoma, I think there's a good chance that they move up into the top four as well.
Of these three teams that we're talking about, and I guess you could even throw Oklahoma after Stoops stepped down with the job that Lincoln's done there, but Notre Dame, Oklahoma, TCU, Miami, of those clubs, who would you say has kind of done the best coaching job? Who's the biggest surprise and of those teams stands out to you the most?
You know, I think TCU's probably done the best job coming off of a disappointing year last year in the way that that defense has turned around. But I think Brian Kelly deserves a ton of credit at Notre Dame. He completely changed over his staff after last year's 4-8 debacle. He brought in a new offensive coordinator in Chip Long. He brought in the new defensive coordinator in Mike Elko, two guys who are the best in the country at their jobs. And from everything I've heard, Brian Kelly's letting Chip Long run that offense. Normally Kelly's very hands-on with the offense, but he's letting his assistants do their job. They get a new starting quarterback in Brandon Wimbush, and they've just been really, really solid. And these last couple of weeks, they've beaten some good teams. So I think TCU is probably Gary Patterson's the most biggest improvement this year, but I think Brian Kelly deserves a lot of credit in Notre Dame.
Chris Vanini is with us, national college football reporter for The Athletic at The Athletic CFB. For that Twitter account, at Chris Vanini. For our guest here, the Big Ten is kind of outside looking in right now. I mean, the fly in the ointment here, if you're pro Big Ten to be included, is our only loss is Oklahoma going on the road and beating out Ohio State. But everyone else is just beating each other up at this point. Wisconsin 9-0, outside looking in. Is there a path for the Big Ten? I would say, of course, there's a path. Everyone loses. But is there an easy path for the Big Ten to get themselves a representative?
You know, count me in the group that does not believe an undefeated Power 5 conference champion would be left out. I think if Wisconsin wins out, they're in. I don't think the committee would leave out an undefeated Power 5 champ. Wisconsin also did get some good news yesterday. Iowa is now ranked. They still play Michigan, who could be ranked soon. And then they'll have probably Michigan State or Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, who is also ranked. So there are some opportunities for maybe not great wins, but, you know, good wins. And if Wisconsin wins, you know, their next three games and wins the Big Ten championship, I think they'll be in. I think it's going to be really hard for Penn State or Ohio State to get in. I think Michigan State might have an outside chance if they're able to beat Ohio State and maybe beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. But the Big Ten probably has got to lash everything out of Wisconsin and hope that they went out if the league wants to get into the playoffs.
Chris, follow-up to that, though. Doesn't somebody have to lose? I mean, if, let's say, you know, Notre Dame beats Miami, you know, Alabama, Georgia, they'll just flip-flop in the rankings if one beats the other, whatever. No one's going to knock either one down too far, right, unless it's some kind of crazy blowout. Doesn't somebody have to drop one for Wisconsin to get in, or you think it's just, hey, they're from the Big Ten, we can't leave them out, like you said?
I think, like I said, I think Wisconsin's chances to move up are still to come. But if, you know, if you have a Georgia, Alabama, and Notre Dame in, that is going to leave out three Power 5 conferences from the playoffs. I just think, you know, when push comes to shove, I think if Wisconsin wins out, I think their wins will be good enough, and I don't think the committee will pull that trigger and set that kind of, I guess, maybe precedent. I think Wisconsin would be okay.
Looking at this weekend's schedule, Chris Vanini on the line with us. I'm just salivating, getting ready for football on Saturday. It's going to be great. And we haven't even gotten into a matchup that normally would be the best of any Saturday, and that's number 10 Auburn and Georgia, arguably the best team in the country, number one in the playoff poll. Georgia's got two 700-yard backs and a quarterback in Jake Fromm, who took over after seven passes from Jacob Eason, and he's got a rating over a buck 70. But Auburn can play defense. They're physical. They can run the ball with Kerryon Johnson. Do you think Auburn will beat Georgia? And if they do, how could they do it? How competitive will this game be?
I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, I'm picking Georgia probably, but you're right. Auburn's got a very talented quarterback in Jared Stidham. They've got good running backs. Kerryon Johnson's one of the best in the country. And their defense is top 10 in scoring. And it's a home game. It's at Auburn, which is a very difficult place to play. It's a good rivalry. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a close, probably low-scoring game. I'm very curious to see what Jake Fromm is able to do in this environment. He's been you know, good enough so far. You know, against Florida, he only threw, I think, 7 passes. But Auburn's going to have to stop that Georgia running game, and I think they have the guys to be able to do it. I'm absolutely fascinated by this game because Auburn still controls its own destiny too. Auburn could beat Georgia. Auburn could beat Alabama and get into the SEC championship game. They're a team on the outside at number 10 that also has a shot to make its move up, and that obviously has to start this weekend.
Chris, last one quickly. Inside track, is it Baker Mayfield's award to lose, talking about the Heisman? And how do I get my guy Khalil Tate on the podium? He's must-watch late-night television.
I think it's Baker's to lose right now just because a lot of the other running backs have kind of dropped off, and quarterback is always a position that gets a lot of attention. And, yeah, Khalil Tate, you know, he in our staff Heisman straw poll, he's gotten a couple of votes here. Had an okay game against USC. Obviously, he'd have to finish strong to get some love, but he's already one of the top rushers in the country despite basically missing the first 4 games. Absolutely fun player to watch. I'm glad he was on ESPN last week, but I don't get the Pac-12 Network. I want to see him more.
Yeah, I think most of us do. Chris, outstanding. Thank you. We appreciate the insight.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Check out Chris Vanini's work. The All-American does a great job covering college football. We're Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. We are expecting a call from Josh Norman coming up in just a few minutes on the show.
Are you a smart shopper? Are you intelligent about when you make your purchases and why? Well, how about this? Did you know you can get the deepest discounts on home remodeling projects during the wintertime? Think about it. When do you get the best deals on summer clothing? After the season, right? The same applies for windows. Demand is down, inventory is up, and the expert installers are just itching. They're sitting there on standby. You got to call our friends over at Window Nation, GP. A great deal right now.
000 sale, 0 money down, 0 payments, and 0% interest for 1 full year. Upgrade your windows now, but pay later. Save your money. Use that cash on your friends and family this holiday season. Plus, call them today, and they'll give you an additional 50% off all style windows. This is crazy. This is why 350,000 windows get installed. Deals like this. The 000 sale. 0 down, 0 payments, 0% interest, 1 full year, plus 50% off all style windows. Call them at 866-90NATION. 866-90NATION. Go to windownation.com.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.